Hi everybody, it's Dave Weiner here, and this is Morning Coffee Notes, coming to you from Berkeley, California, and it is August 24th, 2005. This is a brief little Morning Coffee Notes because I wanted to tell a little story. We were at dinner the other night, and a bunch of us over at Jing Jing in Palo Alto, eating spicy noodles, and who was there? Steve Gilmore, Robert Scoble, Buzz Brueggemann, Mary Hodder, I'm sure I'm leaving, Chris Perillo, leaving out a bunch of people, but, you know, sort of that crowd, if that is a crowd. Yeah, I'm trying to walk on eggshells, of course, totally, I never succeed, I am too heavy. Anyway, and we were telling jokes, and one of the jokes, which just kept going on and on and on, was about Google and their edict that they wouldn't answer any more questions from news.com or CNET for a year because they listed in a CNET article as evidence of information that you could get from Google some rather incredibly harmless public information about Eric Schmidt, stuff, the kind of stuff that was in normal disclosures that all public companies make, and some that were in other news reports, like that he supported Al Gore for president, which I don't think that was a secret. It was certainly well known in the Valley that there were parties, fundraising parties over at John Doerr's house for Al Gore, and people would pay, I think, $25,000. And, you know, all the Democrats that were in Kleiner Perkins' sphere of influence were invited, and they all paid $25,000, and it was sort of not a big deal. Either you're a Republican or a Democrat. I didn't know that Eric Schmidt guarded that information, and how many shares of stock he has is certainly a matter of public record. The town he lives in is also a matter of public record. Anyway, so CNET was running this story about, just to illustrate the kind of information you get from Google, and apparently Google had what we would call on the internet a hissy fit, and decided to cut him off and say, well, we're not going to answer any more questions. So being Google, we thought, well, what would be appropriate would be for some spammers to hire some Mexican kids to call up Google on behalf of CNET and ask them questions. So it goes something like this, ring, ring, ring. Hello, I'm from CNET, and I have a question for Google. How many kilobytes are in your database? It's like the spammers hire Mexican kids. And hello, ring, 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 I'm from CNETnews.com. I have a question for Google. Where do you go to get the carrots for your beef stew in your restaurant that you have there at Google? Well, you know, this is what spammers do. This is how they leave their, you know, how they figure out how to make blogger sites, when they have those crazy little codes that supposedly, well, of course, computers can't read those codes, so what they do is, they pay Mexican kids who learned how to read English in Mexico. They pay them 2 pesos per day or whatever to read these things off and type in the actual letters. So CNET, of course, could have a lot of fun with this, as could the internet. Why don't we do that? I mean, why don't we all like have a day where we call up Google and just ask them really funny questions, and of course they're not going to answer them, or why don't we publish meaningless and unimportant information that's already public about Google and get them to put us on the blacklist too? I mean, come on guys, this is like so goddamn silly, and it's more of a commentary about how incredibly self-important the tech industry is, and it's unfortunate that they made so much money, because then they get the justification, they get a reason to believe that they really are that important. Well, of course they're not that important. They made a nice search engine, and that's cool. And that's great, but they're not gods, and you know, and they ought to answer the questions that reporters ask because they care about their users, and the reporters, you know, are agents for users. They're people that ask questions, and then they turn around and publish the information so that people who use their product, which basically is everybody, can learn more about the company that makes the product. So answer the goddamn questions, because basically information, if you go look at Google's mission statement, it has something to do with providing lots of information to people. Well, the people want information about Google, and of course, you should answer the questions and you should stop being such control freaks. It's not cool, it's not fair, it's not appreciated, and it's wrong. It's just plain wrong. So anyway, just thought I would say that. Google, we're laughing at you. Come on, let's have fun. Shit, I don't want any money from you. I don't want your money. I don't care how much money you have. You know what? Money doesn't impress me. What impresses me is if you were willing to work with everybody else to make the world a better place. And thank God, Eric Schmidt, you supported Al Gore, because that means that you have your heart in the right place. And you should be shouting from Mount Tamalpais and from the top of Telegraph Hill, I voted for Al Gore, you know, because you're a good guy. And leave it at that. Lighten up. It's not like you get out of this alive, Eric. Not like any of us do. Anyway, so that's it. That's my little morning coffee notes. This is Dave Weiner. It's August 24th. www.scripting.com is my blog, and www.morningcoffeenotes.com is my podcast. And so we'll see you all real soon now, everybody. And that's about it. From Berkeley, California, it's Morning Coffee Notes.